Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable contractor. Generation Y is your new employee. These people were born between 1981 and 1989, and they currently make up 20% of the workforce, but it's growing. Yes, they are different from past generations, so it is critical to know what matters to them and what motivates them. Every employee is different, but each is also part of a unique generation that has its own value system, work ethic, and expectations. This presentation will help you better understand the employees that you're currently hiring and will be hiring for many years to come. If you're going to hire, train, and retain these employees, you need to know where they're coming from. Bruce Lee does an outstanding job of helping each of us as business owners understand who this generation is and how to work effectively with them. Bruce is president of Encore 7 Incorporated, a training company he founded with his wife, Toni. Bruce's training objective is to assist individuals and organizations to improve their leadership performance, increase market share, and enhance employee and customer satisfaction, creating a culture where customers and staff do not want to leave. Now sit back, relax, and be ready to take some notes as Bruce helps us better understand our current and future employees in order to develop a more talented workforce, and that translates into bottom line profits.
This is Bruce Lee, and welcome to Working with Generation Y Employees, Developing Exceptional Talent. You've heard about them, you've read about them. Chances are you've heard the term Generation Y mentioned somewhere in news or in discussions, magazine articles, a lot over the past couple of years. I know I certainly have, and just as a quick background, over the last number of years of doing training, providing leadership, employee development, employee retention, there's a module I've been delivering called Working with Generation Y Employees. And what's been very interesting is over the last year or so, the response to it has been overwhelmingly positive. And the reason for that, when you think about the labor situation today, who is it you're hiring? Well, it's the new young employee, and Generation Y is that new young employee. So what I want to do in the next 35, 40 minutes or so is give you an explanation about who Generation Y is, as a matter of fact, who all the generations are that work in the current workforce, what motivates them, what matters to them, why they're shaped and influenced the way they are, and how you can get better results with them. So I want to look at the demographics. I want to talk about the origins of the terms Generation X and Y, because that's quite interesting. And then I want to finish up the session with how to motivate and retain these employees. So kind of big picture, depending on what part of the country you are in right now, there's a labor shortage. And, of course, what you need to look at is when you do hire employees, you want to retain them and not have high turnover because you can't afford the cost of turnover. But the ones you do hire, what is it you need to do to develop them a little bit faster? Well, that's what this content is about. So it's about new ways to influence these younger workers. It's about understanding that they have new and different expectations of what the work week will look like. And they may be inflexible in some of their demands. So they can present a real challenge to you on how to handle them. Their attitudes and expectations, like us, were created and influenced by what they saw and experienced in their formative years. You know, they've been raised by work-obsessed parents who made their children's feelings and success their future. So they really do echo the views of the parents, and I want to talk about that in a second. They value comfort and a good life, and they want balance and work in their personal life. And they really are nice, and they want to be treated with kindness and respect. So kind of big picture on Generation Y, how to work with them, and I'll get into more details as we go on. So they want a workplace that promotes balance. Well, of course, we do too. They want plenty of advice on career management. They want to be treated as equals. They don't want to be have anybody who's overly authoritative or paternalistic with them. They want people to be sensitive to them, as feelings are important. When they're being communicated to, it needs to be communicated vividly by the words you use. You need to get to the point quickly because they have short attention spans. You need to show them the growth at the end of their year on the job. They need to be given stretch assignments. They need to be given lots of feedback. They want to be kept in a team environment. And if you really want to annoy a Generation Y employee, say, when I was your age, we don't want to hear that. Now, kind of big picture on this, too, there's a cartoon strip out there called Zits, and I think it's the perfect example of what the Generation Y employee is all about. Now, interestingly enough, demographers have called them the trickster generation, the what's in it for me generation, the never-ending adolescent generation, the generation that won't grow up, or more specifically, millennials and the echo generation. And I just want to say the reason they're called the echo generation is, as I mentioned earlier, they echo what we have. So let me give you a big picture here. Because of growing up in the baby boomer family, if you think about the typical baby boomer, and I and you may be typical, when you started off after college, university, or just getting in the workforce, maybe not didn't have a lot of money or resources, but you went to work for an employer, stuck with them, moved up the ladder, started making good income, bought a house, did some wealth accumulation, paid off the house, and in the later years, be able to travel when you wanted, buy whatever you wanted, had nice everything. Well, the Generation Y employee has grown up with that, and they just expect that, which is why they're called the Echo Generation. Now, partly as a result of that, because of who they're being influenced, they have less deference to authority. They want bosses to earn their respect for what they do know, and I'll explain that in a second as to why. They want to work in a business they respect. Lifestyle really does matter to them. Hence, they want flexibility in their work time and workplace. They communicate a little bit differently than us. They prefer texting over phoning, and they tend to prefer to read online rather than go to meetings. They have higher than average motivation and work ethic. And because there's high job supply, that means they can quit on impulse, and I'll give you an example about that coming up later. So this is kind of the background to that. So the reason they are the way they are, what their expectations are, the echo generation, is over the last number of years, actually over their number of years, their opinion has been constantly asked and acted on. Their opinion mattered. So if you think about it, you know, their opinion was asked, it was listened to and acted on. So they would be typically ask, where do you want to go on vacation this year? Or where do you want to go for dinner? Or we're buying this new house, which room do you want? What color would you like to see the room? Or we should go shopping for clothes. Where would you like to go? And it just goes on and on. Now, they've also been told they're brilliant and they're smart because they know how to program VCRs, you know, 10 years ago, and they know how to fix and solve computer problems. So they really have been complimented on what their abilities are, and they continue to expect that. So let's look at quickly the demographics. You have the people born pre-1945, which are called traditionalists. They make up 9% of the workforce. Then we have the baby boomers, which are from 1946 to 1964, which is 42% of the workforce. Then we have Generation X, which is 1965 to 1980, which is 29% of the workforce, and then we have Generation Y, which is what this session is really focusing on, but I need to get through all the other generations too, so you understand why they are the way they are, which is anyone born after 1981 to 1999, and which is about 20% of the workforce. So kind of quick picture on this. Let's look at the different generations and their work expectations. So for the traditionalist, born pre-1945, what they value is loyalty, dedication, honor, sacrifice, hard work, and compliance on the job. Their expectations at work are stability and support from the company during reorganization when that happened. Their behavior at work was about respect of authority and their loyalty to the organization. Their goal when they started work was to create a legacy. And the question ties into that is, will they be passing that legacy on? Now, they may spend their entire career with the company. Their organizational expectation is long-term commitment, and their authority expectation is they respect seniority and job titles, and they typically say something like, tell me what I should do for you. Now, additional comment is they're also called frugal Somebody once said it's called cheap, but they're conservative because if you think about that pre-1945, because of the Depression, they understood the value of things and the waste not want an idea. Then we move into the baby boomers, the 42% of the workforce, which most of us are, born 1946 up to 1964. What the baby boomers value is personal growth, ambition, youthfulness, equality, and collaborative with other people. Their expectations are they're ambitious and hard work to be rewarded, and they want opportunities to climb the corporate ladder. Their behavior was they would challenge authority. So think back, you know, they'd fight the system. Of course, they'd fight the system until they became part of the system. Challenge authority and loyal to the team and teamwork. Their goal was to put their stamp on everything they do, and their organizational expectation was to add value by going the extra mile. In fact, it was the baby boomers who went the extra mile, and the term workaholic was created as a result of that because they started doing the 50 to 80-hour work weeks. And their authority expectation is they're looking at democratic flat organizations, and they say things like, let me show you what I can do. So anyways, so the baby boomers, interesting part of that. Now, we get into Generation X and Generation Y, but let me give you the origin for Generation X and Generation Y. So I think you might find it kind of interesting. Generation X is a term popularized in the 1991 book, Generation X, Tales on Accelerated Culture, by the Canadian fiction writer Douglas Copeland. In his book, the title came from the work of Paul Fussell, who in his book, Class, from 1983, created the term Category X, which designated a part of America's social hierarchy rather than a generation. As Copeland explained in a 1990 interview, in his final chapter, Fussell explained an X category of people who wanted to hop off the merry-go-round of status, money, and social climbing that so often framed modern existence. Copeland also felt that people his age were being misclassified as members of the baby boomer generation. He made no explicit request for a new generation to be named, but did want to set the record straight that people towards the end of what is typically classified as the baby boomer generation really had almost nothing in common with those at the beginning and middle of the baby boom generation. And this is a final FYI, the term McJob actually came from that book, and all characters in the book are named after Antarctic geographic locations. Now, additional FYI, in the United Kingdom, the term was first used in a 1964 study of British youth by Jane Deverson. She was asked by Women's Own magazine to conduct a series of interviews with teenagers of the time, and what her study revealed was a generation of teenagers who sleep together before they're married, don't believe in God, dislike the Queen, and don't respect parents, which is deemed unsuitable for this magazine because it was a new phenomenon. Now, in an attempt to save her research, she worked with Hollywood correspondent Charles Hamblett to create a book about the study, who decided to name it Generation X. So, there's Generation X. Now, Generation Y is just a continuation from Generation X. And the new term, there's a new one out now called Generation Z, which is a tentative name for the generation born after Generation Y, which would be anyone born between 2004 to 2025. So Generation X, 1965 to 1980, 29% of the workforce, which are starting to get old now when you think about it. So they may have 10 to 20 years of on-the-job work experience. What they value is independence, pragmatic, flexible, adaptive, and they're results-driven. What their work expectations are is a challenging work, a good environment, continuous learning, and a good work-life balance. Their behaviors, they focus on results. They're loyal to their manager, and they're unimpressed by authority. Their goal is to maintain independence in all areas of their life, and their organizational expectation is to exceed the expectations of them and deliver results consistently. Their authority expectation is skills and competence are respected for what they do, and they would say, tell me what you can do for me. Now, so how they talk about what's important to them, success is about talking about vacation time and how much time they get. Their loyalty is to the manager that controls the assignments. They're continually marketing themselves. They understand the value behind education. What leads to job hopping as a result, and they're probably the first generation that would ever quit a job without having a job to go to. Now, they were also growing up in a time of anti-child and high divorce rates, so they delayed marriage and having kids. And they also experienced the first real mass corporate downsizing and the flattening of hierarchies. So as a result of that, that's why they had less loyalty to the organization and more to the person they worked with. And then we have Generation Y, which is what we're all about for this particular session, which is 20% of the workforce and growing. It'll be the biggest, largest percentage ongoing as time goes on, being added to the workforce. So anyone born between 1981 and 1999. So what matters to them, what they value, is they're optimistic, they're confident, they're innovative. You know, when you think about technology, all the changes that are happening, you know, the pace of technology and development and changes happening to them, they value diversity. They're focused, and technology is what matters to them. Their work expectations is rapid career growth because they are so good at what they do. They want to be continuously challenged, or they want to have change, and they want to personalize their experiences. Their behavior is they're loyal to their peers, their coworkers. They have respect for skills, not necessarily the title, and they focus on change through technology. Their goal is to find work and create a life with meaning. Their organizational expectations are they want to be treated equally. They understand self-esteem is the focus, and they may stay at a job for 3 to 5 years, which means, and the first time I appreciated this is when you do a job interview with them and you say to them, what do you expect to be doing 5 years from now? They would probably, in all honesty, say, well, I won't be working here because it's just a stepping stone to the job they really want or the career they really want. And their authoritative expectation is because they are competent, they will say, show me what you can do for me right now. So they have respect for authority who demonstrates competence, and they expect that. They travel in packs. That's certainly the people we're dealing with these days. So that's the big picture of the four generations. Now, a couple of quick ideas about how to work with them. Generation Y is about technology. So 97% of Generation Y own a computer, 94% own a cell phone or more, PDA, 76% use instant messaging, 75% have a Facebook account, 60% own some type of expensive portable music or video device such as iPods, 49% download music using peer-to-peer file sharing, 34% use websites as their primary source of news, 28% own and run a blog, and 40% read blogs, and 15% of the instant message users are logged on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So certainly technology matters. Well, if technology matters, that's how we need to approach them. So how do you do that? Well, how do we engage and develop them? Well, with technology in the work environment, you want to understand that you can reach them through their cell phones, use of their PDAs, their laptops, instant messaging, working the corporate internet, and being given the opportunity to do some telecommuting. How to engage and develop them? Well, when it comes to communication, understanding that sharing of information, training, tapping into their network of friends is a key part of that. There's a cartoon by Zitz, and I just want to share it with you. The mother is somewhat angrily talking to the teenager, and she's saying, Jeremy, where have you been today? And he goes, what? Says, Mom, I synced my calendar with yours. I posted my plans on Facebook. And I texted you 3 times. And so she checks her PDA and she goes, oh, yeah, well, okay. She goes, wow, Jeremy and I have better communication. Before we had so many ways to communicate. We have new ways to communicate. So talking about Generation Y, how I like to look at how to deal with them is, in reality, their future is bigger than your past. And I just, you know, I like to think back when I started off, any new job is how people trained and developed me so I could become better, and then I would then pass that training on. That I would, you know, in fact, in some jobs, I'd actually come back to one of my employers as their bosses as time went on. So it's about creating new expectations for this person. Well, how do you engage and develop the Generation Y employee? Well, they need to have some form of skills assessment. What are they really good at? So have some form of technology done with them. The one I recommend is called 2020 Skills Assessment. So you really find out what their real talents are, and then you can make high demands based on those talents. They should have some sort of individual development plan. So how are they going to develop their career within the organization? Their opinion should be solicited regularly, and there should be some sort of incentive attached to their work if you really want to create results. Now, how I like to look at it is you really need to get to know them. It's about developing rapport, kind of like, you know, tell me about yourself so I can learn how to motivate you. Not that you're going to say that to them, but when you understand what matters to them, then you can relate to them on that basis. So how do we do that? How do we motivate, inspire, and retain Generation Y employees? Well, I came up for a term for it. It's called How to Accelerate Generation Y, and the acronym is called SAM. How to Accelerate Generation Y? SAMIT. And what the S in it stands for is about setting high expectations for them about what they do and what they're being recruited and trained to do. As has been said, high achievement always takes place in the framework of high expectations. So do we actually have high expectations of that new person about what they're going to do from day one? So do we create that high expectation about the treated from the minute they walk in for the interview to how the interview happens, how they're being sold into the department, into the company, what the vision is for the department, what the vision is for the company, what their career planning is. So all the things that are applicable to that. So it's about setting high expectations for their personal growth within the company and their professional development within the company. The A for the SAM is just understanding about appreciation. The number one reason employees leave organizations is lack of recognition and lack of appreciation. So do you give them enough appreciation for what they do consistently, how well they're doing it at all points in time? Mary Kay Ash, I have a quote from her I like to share. It says, pretend that every single person you meet has a sign around their neck that says, make me feel important. Not only will you succeed in sales, you will succeed in life. The reason I like sharing that quote is I so often hear from people that is what makes the connection. When you understand that people really do matter. You know, it's interesting, in organizations, when people understand that what they do matters, productivity can go up to 40%. So when they know that what they do on a day-to-day basis is important to the organization, is important to the co-workers, and important to their department, productivity goes up. They will actually work harder, better, more efficiently. And the last M of SAM is about making a difference. And that's about treating them as if they should be, treating them as if they are what they should be, you know, to use the Johann Van Gogh quote. So what do you expect them to be? Do you treat them as what they can be or what they are? So it's looking to the future about what their talents are and helping them grow into that. Well, how do you do that? Well, it's about setting goals, acknowledgement, career planning. So helping them make a difference in what they do, which really gets into the definition of empowerment. And to me, empowerment is seeing the best in others, them, helping them see it in themselves, and holding them accountable, which gets into the high expectations, the results, all the things that I just talked about. So empowerment is about seeing the best in others, helping them see themselves, and holding them accountable to deliver it, which is why you need to have the surveys and the measurement. Now, how do you grow Generation Y? Well, you grow them by challenges. You know, how do you create high morale with them? Well, create an atmosphere of trust. Well, how do you do that? Well, it's about getting them to accept greater responsibility. And how do you do that? Well, constantly challenge them. Get them involved in new projects, new areas that are new to them. So they get a chance to share their information with others, and they get a chance to learn from the other generations that are within that project area. So how do you support Generation Y? Well, you need to give them respect. They value diversity because they've grown up with, you name the nation, nationality, they've been around it. With a lot of us, there weren't a lot of other nations when we were growing up. So they value diversity, value their diversity, their gender, their sexual orientation, their age, race, physical conditions, and their culture. How else do you support Generation Y? Well, you need to communicate effectively with them, understanding that communication is 100% sending the message, the question, 100% receiving the answer, so there's no miscommunication. Because if it can be miscommunicated, it will be. The number one reason for company poor morale and communication and poor product quality is lack of effective communication. But it's also understanding that it's how you say what you say. So do you say it with enthusiasm and respect? Other ways to support Generation Y is, do you lead by example? Sorry, that change agent. Do you practice what you preach? So there's no double standards there. And you need to provide them with constant feedback and recognition. So they need to have supportive and corrective feedback as to how they're doing and as to how you're doing with them. You also need to empower them at a time of the way. Do they have the resources to do the job at any point in time when they need it? Do they have the proper tools and training? Do you help them create that great place to work culture? What is the culture of the department, of the organization? Do they look forward to going to work? And the other thing you need to be with them and for them is that coach and that cheerleader and that champion for what they're doing. Delegate effectively, understand about making effective decisions, and treating them as your greatest asset. So when you look them in the eye, what do you see? The fact that they are going to be an appreciating asset, are they treated as such? So having said that, Generation Y is your new employee. It's important to understand what matters to them. It's important to understand how to support, train, coach them, and grow them within the company. So I hope you found this 30-minute session quite informative. And I want to end with one little quote. It says, understanding that we are more than alike than we're not. And the quote goes like this. It says, "The children now love luxury. They show disrespect for elders and love chatter in place of exercise. Children are tyrants, not the servants of their households. They no longer rise when the elders enter the room. They contradict their parents. They gobble up dainties at the table, cross their legs, and tyrannize their teachers," which is a quote from Socrates 2,000 years ago and quoted in the book Parenting for Character. So we are more alike than we ever have been. So with that, thank you very much, and I hope you have a better understanding of Generation Y, your new employee.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Now, the vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach contractors how to run profitable business. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.